Hey, babe. What are you doing here? I wasn't expecting you to come over tonight. I was actually just about to head out.
Now, don't you look happy to see me? Not. I didn't think I needed a reason to come over to see you. Or are you too busy with your second girlfriend? Seriously, you don't have another girl over here, do you? Oh, I get it. You have something to do. Wink, wink. So I should just wait for you here. Wink, wink.
I mean, you could wait if you really, really want to. But I don't know what you'd do, because I probably won't be back till super late. I'm going to grab some drinks with the guys down at the sports bar to watch the Super Bowl. I've been waiting for this all year.
You've got to be kidding me. You forgot our anniversary again?
Oh, really? Is that today? Oh, man. I was so busy planning tonight's festivities, it totally slipped my mind. Hey, I even ordered a wing platter. Sorry, babe. I'll totally make it up to you next week.
Here I was, thinking all that time you spent on your phone for these last few days was to plan something big for our anniversary. It's our fourth anniversary, for crying out loud. You know what? Forget it. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Fool me three times, and we're done.
Oh, come on. Chill out, girl. It's been four great years, hasn't it? Don't throw away something great for one little slip-up. I told you, I'll make it up to you.
Sorry, pal. This was supposed to be our fourth anniversary. It has ended up being the third time you forgot. Three strikes, and you're out. I am done with this baseball game.
Hey. Somebody's overreacting. What is this, baseball now? Don't you remember when I took you to that baseball game last summer? It was a blast! I even caught that foul ball, and you said it was a great catch, just like me? Come on, babe. I'm the MVP of your life.
You have a one-track mind. All you can do is thinking about sports. What a rookie! There isn't room for anything in your life right now. You think you could remember our anniversary since it is always around Super Bowl weekend. But no, you've dropped the ball on this one. I hope you enjoy your evening with your boyfriends.
You know how much I love football. For Pete's sake, we got together at a Super Bowl party 5 years ago. You can't compare my love for you for my love for sports. They're in totally different worlds, man.
Ha! Now I finally see that we're also living in totally different worlds, man. I just hope the next guy I'm with has as much love for me as you do for your little game. See ya.